If BHP expands its Olympic Dam mine, it will become the largest copper and uranium mine in the world. The company says the project will develop an open pit and create new employment opportunities for many years to come. But the government's environmental approval has locals fearing the expansion, especially the construction of a desalination plant in Upper Spencer Gulf. Whaler diver Tony Bramley fears any change in salinity levels in the Gulf could be fatal to the great Australian cuttlefish, which aggregate in the area to breed each year.
From their perspective, they've got it as right as they can with as much knowledge as can be ascertained in the time that they had. But it's just such a huge topic. We just don't know much about what happens underwater. And even though this area is more studied than anywhere else in the state, we've got to the point now where we realise how much we don't know, and that's where we are.
Tony Bramley. Well, there have been groups set up in Upper Spencer Gulf who say they'll continue to fight against the desalination plant being built near the giant cuttlefish breeding grounds. Sid Wilson from the Alternative Ports Working Party says he hasn't given up hope yet of a location change.
It's always a long shot, but you just got to keep trying to plug away, and hopefully someone just might see common sense. We believe that Point Loly should not be degraded by industrial development, and the desal plant is the second recent move towards that. The first was the fuel depot by Stewart Petroleum, which has been bought out, and this is the second step. And then the government has got a third step in place, which is the jetty. Then there's the explosive factory, and then once you open up the floodgates, it's whatever else people can put out there. So we have to keep trying to stop the total drive to industrialise the Lowley Peninsula.
Sid Wilson, a spokesman for the Arabunna people, says the environmental approval is a sad day for Aboriginal people in the region. Aboriginal elder Kevin Buzzacott says the site holds historical significance and the Aboriginal community has been left out of the consultation process.
We don't want that big, great big gate and hole in the desert. We just don't want it. We never did want to Olympic Dam to start at the first place because we knew it's a sacred site. We're trying to protect our area. See, what people don't understand is the sacred site's been there for 40,000 years, and then all of a sudden the bulldozer comes along and destroys it. Once it's gone, it's gone, it's finished. That's not what we, our creators, or that's not what we do. We don't do that. But other people can seem to do it. Now they've got government support, federal government and whoever else. I mean, they seem to be able to do it. They could change laws and legislation to make it happen. And people like myself and others become criminals or victims for trying to speak out against it. All we want to do is save our environment and save our life, our values, and look after the country.
Arabunna elder Kevin Buzzacott. Well, the Conservation Council in South Australia is concerned the company hasn't done enough to reduce its carbon footprint with the expansion of the Olympic Dam mine. The council says the project will increase the state's energy demand by about 40%. Julia Winefield from the council says BHP Billiton has only committed to less than 7% of the expanded mine using renewable energy.
We think for a company that's recorded $23 billion worth of profits in the last financial year, they can probably afford to do a bit better than that. And we think actually they've got a moral and social responsibility to our state to do a lot better than that, which would create, you know, more favourable conditions for, you know, renewable technologies in our state, create jobs and all sorts of other benefits. That's one of our concerns. We're also very concerned that the desalination plant has not been moved from Point Loly, where a lot of marine scientists have said that it's not an appropriate site, that there's not sufficient sort of brine dispersal characteristics that high up in the Spencer Gulf. We've also got concerns about the treatment of the radioactive waste, where we're going to be seeing millions of litres a day leaking, you know, into the environment, you know, for decades to come, and no real rehabilitation at the end of the project. So just sort of a case of, oh, just put a cover over it, can you? Will that be enough?
Julia Winefield from the Conservation Council in South Australia. Well, there are some people happy about the government's environmental approval, local councils, business owners, and of course, the Australian Uranium Association. Simon Clark from the association says the decision paves the way for future uranium projects around the country.
I think investors and uranium exploration and prospective mining companies will take great heart from this. What it means is that governments around Australia can now be confident that the approvals and review processes of environmental and safety aspects of uranium mines are robust and strong enough to assess and make good forthright decisions on uranium projects. And I think that's good for the uranium industry and it's good for the people who invest in this industry.